The Radio Buzz, the top talk radio stories of the day. Game day drug testing for NFL players is starting this upcoming season. But they'll only be testing for performance-enhancing sorts of drugs, not recreational drugs like pot.
You know, if there's coke in the system or heroin or anything else, that's cool. That just doesn't seem right.
Yeah, and that's the ironic part about all this. I mean, if you really care about the health and well-being of the players, which the NFL says is why they want to do this testing, you have to care about the overall health and well-being of the players. And if they're, you know, using cocaine or marijuana, you know, that can affect the player's health also. I mean, and you have to do what's necessary to protect them on that end also, but they don't seem to care.
That was sports attorney Rob Romano speaking with Gary Allen at Wood in Grand Rapids, Michigan. The NFL says that the testing isn't overly disruptive and respects each club's game day process. As for the testing, well, it'll be at random, with every player being subject to testing on a year-round basis with no notice. Buzzing right along, troop levels in Iraq will drop by the end of the year down to 3,000 remaining on the ground there. This marks a major downgrade in force strength. According to Lieutenant Colonel Jeff Atticott, those remaining troops...
Yeah, they're supposed to be trainers, quote unquote.
Right, exactly.
But when you're out there training with the military, who's going to, you know, ensure your security? Because I guarantee these folks are going to be kidnapped, they're going to be tortured, we're going to see them beheaded on screen, we're going to see all sorts of horrible things happen.
That was Atticott speaking with Charlie Parker at WOAI in San Antonio, Texas. Why do you say that, Jeff?
Because that force structure is ridiculous. This is still a very dangerous environment. The country's only been up on its legs for about 4 years, really. And it's the fourth quarter of a football game, and the coach wants to pull us out when there's 10 minutes to go. Well, obviously the other side is going to score several touchdowns.
So the troop drawdown isn't a good idea then, right, Jeff?
It's just too early to leave.
Atticott isn't the only one that's up in arms with the decision. Senior commanders are said to be livid about the decision, which, by the way, has already been signed off by Defense Secretary Leon Panetta. I'm Jessica Curtis, and that's your Talk Radio Buzz from Fox News Radio.